Ashoka had pillars like this put up across the whole of his empire. They're great feats of architecture, and they would stand either alone by the side of the highways or in the city centres, much as public sculpture does in our city squares today. These pillars are different from the classical columns that most of us in Europe are familiar with. They've got no base, and they're crowned with a capital in the shape of lotus petals. And on top of the most famous of all Ashoka's pillars are the four lions facing outward, the lions that are still one of the emblems of India today. The pillar that our fragment comes from was originally erected in Meerut, a city just north of Delhi, and that pillar was destroyed in an explosion in the early 18th century, the palace of a Mughal ruler. But many pillars have survived, and they range across Ashoka's empire, which covered the great bulk of the subcontinent. These pillars were in fact a sort of public address system. Their purpose was to carry, carved on them, proclamations or edicts from Ashoka, which could then be promulgated all over India and beyond. We now know that there are seven major edicts that were carved on pillars, and our fragment is from what's known as the Sixth Pillar Edict. It declares the Emperor Ashoka's benevolent policy towards every sect and every class in his empire.
I consider how I may bring happiness to the people, not only to relatives of mine or residents of my capital city, but also to those who are far removed from me. I act in the same manner with respect to all. I am concerned similarly with all classes. Moreover, I have honored all religious sects with various offerings, but I consider it my principal duty to visit the people personally.